T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kenny Pickett, after his first road victory, a good time and place to get it in Indianapolis on Monday Night Football in front of a captive audience, describing a very good and very crucial throw to make it a 7-point game to finish up a drive that featured some very good and very crucial throws. He is also PFF's reigning best graded quarterback of Week 12. It's All Access with Didi here on the PM team. All right, Aditi, I'll cut right to the chase here. No beating around the bush. What did you think of Kenny Pickett's performance?
I just thought that he continued to show that he is getting better every single week. I thought he continued to show that no moment is too big for him. I really loved what he showed in the fourth quarter, using Pony's favorite word, his moxie, his fight, the three and outs didn't cow him in any way at all. And I loved that throw to Pickens on the 2-point conversion. I just thought that, I don't know, it just looked really, really big time to me.
The one that happened earlier in that drive that obviously everyone has cited that especially looked good once you saw the view from the end zone, Aditi, and saw how much he led Pickens and was throwing it, believing his guy would be at the spot when he needed to be there, is that 3rd and 9 play. We all talk about that stuff because this is what we do. We analyze every play, especially when it's a rookie quarterback. We're going over everything he says and does with a fine-tooth comb. Do actual players, in your experience talking to them, latch on to plays like that and remember things like that as real growth moments? Do guys cite that to you? Have they ever cited that to you? Oh, hey, I know when I did this, I started to feel like I was really getting it.
I think more so than the player saying, I did this and that set me up, it's his teammates. And I'll give you another example, just because I was in Miami this week. Obviously, Tua, and this is what I keep saying to you, is that you have to have patience. You have to have patience with quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts was allegedly a bust. He's now an MVP candidate. Tua was allegedly a bust. He's now an MVP candidate. So much of this story with Tua is the way that Mike McDaniel had to rebuild him, rebuild his confidence, design an offense that really played to all his strengths in some ways. But I asked Mike McDaniel in our production meeting on Saturday, when was sort of like the moment that you think Tua and his teammates kind of got it? Like that belief was still there. Because even though Mike McDaniel saw it, I think that, okay, so let me go back. Mike McDaniel believed in Tua before Tua believed in himself again. That's how beat down Tua was. So I asked McDaniel, when do you think Tua kind of started really seeing, okay, this is the truth? And he said it was an OTA. And it was in the spring at some point, and it was a play with the defense had a cover zero. It was, I think, a 3-by-1, and Tua just makes this 70-yard throw, and every single teammate's jaw drops. And the way that Mike McDaniel said it is that a coach can sit here and say it as much as he wants to. An agent can say it as much as he wants to. But at the end of the day, you know if your teammates believe in you. And when you make a play like that and you see your teammates' response to something like that, it means more than anything else. And so I totally think that Kenny's teammates seeing him step up in a moment like that, not be bowed at all by being down or by the three and outs, not being afraid by the stage and making throws like that. You know, it's one thing for Mike Tomlin to say he can make all the throws. It's one thing for Matt Canada to say he can make all the throws. But his teammates seeing him make some of those throws that we kind of go lights out over, well, that counts for a lot.
Aditi, I want you to hear this one too. I'm sure you've probably heard it by now. This is the other thing that was cited on that final drive as being a big step in the Kenny Pickett growth process by pretty much everybody, including, again, as you said just there, teammates. This is Pickett on the actual go-ahead touchdown.
Coach T puts a lot of confidence, you know, in myself, just, you know, asking me what I like, what I don't like. I feel like that play, watching from tape, you know, simple play, but something I feel like other teams weren't doing that I think if we had gave it a shot, I think we could have been successful. You know, we were in four down territory, you know, so we're going to go for it again on the next play if we didn't get it. I felt real confident with that play and, you know, real happy we got in the end zone.
Mason Cole sang his praises for that. How significant should people feel that is, that he's dealing with Mike Tomlin in those terms and they're letting him have a little autonomy as far as his sort of process is concerned?
That's a statement on the coach that Mike Tomlin is. I mean, you think about every single snap decision a quarterback has to make at any given moment. You have to empower your quarterback. You can't hamstring him. You can't have him playing scared. You can't have him playing nervous. And then, like, duh, if he feels good, you want your quarterback to run a play that he feels good about. That's why every coach, every play caller, every quarterback meets on Friday and runs through the plays that they really like, that they run through the red zone plays. I mean, any team that you're around will have this conversation. This just came up with the Browns as well. I'm talking about the Dolphins. Okay, let's talk about the Browns. Jacoby Brissett throws that ball to David Njoku. I'm sure you've seen this. And the story coming out of that is Brissett says when all the quarterbacks, when Josh Dobbs and Deshaun Watson and Jacoby Brissett and Kellen Mond are in the room with Kevin Stefanski and Alex Van Pelt, the great Pitt quarterback, of course, when they're all sitting there and talking about their red zone plays, Brissett was like, yeah, I'm not sure I really love this play. And Watson and Dobbs and AVP are telling him, no, this is a really good play. And if Njoku has this matchup, this is what it is. Every great team, every great offense has that. There is that communication. Every great coach empowers his quarterback to have the ability to make calls like that. Again, like, none of this is rocket science. This is all the way that you want to see it working. Mm-hmm. These are the things that you want to be seeing happen.
Aditi, let me ask you this one.
I think that, like, we're just not giving him enough credit, you know? Like,
I think he played his best game.
A rookie who gets better every single week.
No, I thought he played his best game.
Yeah, which is what you want. You want him getting better every single week. Hope that this week he again plays his best game.
Yeah, I think it's funny that Mike Tomlin is, like, so exasperated that people are going to continue to ask him after every game about Pickett's development. Like, that's not the A1 story concerning this team. It obviously is. But I did think his answer made sense when he actually answered the question right after the game. You've been around rookie quarterbacks in this division. You've seen guys who had even higher draft pedigree. When you think about some of those guys in their rookie seasons this far into their career as an NFL starter, now 7 games, how do you compare Pickett to other guys you've covered as far as how far along he seems relative to them?
You know, I don't know that that's really – I hate to hedge on that, but how is that fair? I mean, Lamar Jackson came in and he – went undefeated as a rookie starter when he replaced Joe Flacco. And part of that was because we'd never seen anybody play the way that Lamar Jackson played. And the Ravens completely ripped up their offense and were doing something so crazy and people didn't know how to really prepare for it. And then finally, when the Chargers actually saw it twice in 3 weeks, they had an answer for it in the playoffs. So it's hard to compare him. Joe Burrow. Yeah, Joe Burrow's pedigree is totally different. In the sense that, I mean, he was the number one overall pick and expectations were extremely high. But what did Joe Burrow have around him? I don't, you know, like.
What about like a Mayfield who had the rookie touchdown record for a minute? Like, I think about the way he started in Cleveland coming in.
Baker had more, yeah.
And I'm more, Aditi, when I ask you this, I don't, I'm sorry.
Wait. Go ahead. Okay.
When I ask it, I mean, just, the, you know, when you kind of observe the way that those guys were talked about by their teammates. I'm more not even asking like the production, because I know that's not fair. Lamar comes in, saves Harbaugh's job. Baker does put up very gaudy numbers for a rookie. Burrow was what he was with a horrible team around him. We know what year two looked like. But you are also around those teams, and you obviously know what people here on the team and on the coaching staff are saying about Pickett. Like, do you sense that you're getting even more optimism here than maybe you were in those places? Like here right now, they think he's doing things that they are really trying to almost contain themselves in their enthusiasm for.
I don't, you know what I love? I don't think it's more, it's not less. I think that it's equivalent in some ways. And here's what I'll say. I'll reference Al again. And I really should have asked Al if I could reference all of this, but actually, I shouldn't reference him on this, but we were talking about playing with Lamar, and he was talking about just why he loved Lamar, why he loved Lamar as a teammate, and how Lamar was a guy that every day in his locker, there would literally be 30 guys surrounding him around his locker. Kenny, to me, is that kind of guy. People love being around Kenny Pickett. He's a very, very natural leader. He's an easy guy to like. There's not an ego to him. There's not a fear in stepping around him. There's, you know, this is a guy that has been counted out a million times and has worked for everything. He doesn't come in here with, you know, a silver spoon in any way. And I think that facing the quote unquote adversity of people already talking about the Steelers drafting another quarterback next year and already calling him a bust and denigrating his interceptions without really actually looking at the interceptions. I mean, of the interceptions, there's really maybe only, I don't know, maybe only two are actually boneheaded and bad. You know, I'm not going to blame him for a Hail Mary. There's, you know, maybe one against Miami was bad. And then I think in that first game, the one perhaps to Freiermuth was maybe he just threw the ball a little bit late. But again, I've referenced this to you guys. The year before Eli Manning won his second Super Bowl, he threw 25 picks. And you go back through those 25 interceptions and more than half of them weren't actually on him. It's just that people love to talk, oh, this guy's a turnover machine. Oh, this guy doesn't know how to take care of the ball. Oh, this guy's a bust. Oh, this guy. And you're not considering anything around him. Does he have a run game? Does he have a defense that's playing well? Does he have a line that's protecting? You know, so to me right now, I think the biggest things are you a teammate that your teammates are getting behind? Because so much of being a quarterback is being a Pied Piper. So much of being a quarterback is being a leader. Are you a guy that your teammates are believing in? And are you getting better every week? And sometimes the getting better, we have to trust the coaches to tell us that in their discernment, in their judgment, in the things that they're looking at, they are indeed seeing progress.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.